Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Here's another passage from your book. It says, "Knowing I'm loved by a God who's actively involved in my battle and deals ruthlessly with my enemies grows more important to me every day." Talk about the way that God deals ruthlessly with our enemies.
Well, I will say that ALS is my enemy. It is definitely the thing that the thief has sent to steal, kill, and destroy. And so we see God just helping us not succumb to the temptation to let it control us. I watch my husband live every day filled with purpose. He has men that come and meet with him nearly every day. They just want to get counsel, or they want to hear from him, or they want him to pray for them. And he just refuses to sit down and say, "I'm just going to be, I'm going to be limited by this, or I'm going to be defined by this." He just won't do it. And that is God. There is not one special thing inside of us that makes us able to say, "We'll do that." That has just been God in our lives saying, you can become bigger through a disease that makes you smaller. You can step up and become something more.
We boast, not of the things that we think we even possess, but of Christ in us. It's just amazing. Another one of the chapters in your book, Ruthless, is the God who fights for you stands bigger than your battle. And there's so often when we stand before a giant that is so much bigger than us, the battle looks bigger to us. And so what kind of things do you do for yourself, Bo, when ALS is bigger than you, but God is bigger than that?
Well, a couple of the things that I think everyone would expect me to say, like be in the Word and be in prayer. I'll be honest and say that in the middle of a really fierce fight, my time in the Word has been very focused on maybe one or two verses and not volumes of things like it used to be when it was easier to process. For me, having a group of women who help keep me accountable when they see me sliding into the ditch has been really, really big. I've needed these women who can say, "Okay, we hear this and it's legitimate, but if we hear it again in 3 weeks, we're going to say, what's happening? Do you need to make some new decisions so you don't feel under the thumb of this disease?" So that's been really big for me. Living this out in community has been a strength for me that I wouldn't trade for anything.
Well, I absolutely love that your church is even being gracious, as they should, allowing you to work at home, because really the kingdom of God, it's beyond the four walls of the church. I mean, it's in your home, people coming to be ministered to by your husband. To me, that is the kingdom of God at its best, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't say enough about it. My church has been my army. It's a big church in a small town, and they have just rallied and kept us, literally, I think, standing on days when we didn't think we could do it. In fact, last Wednesday, which was without a doubt our number one difficult day, they were just there. They were on it, and we knew they were praying. And I think isolation is one of the biggest dangers for knowing God for who he really is, and secondly, for getting through a tough fight.
And all your kids are in town?
All my kids are in town now, yes. We have a 23-year-old who lived in Portland, went to college in Portland, but she's moved home now to be with Steve.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.